Next item is Corporate Services Report 2025-147, Electronic Participation by Council and Committee Members. This item was deferred from the June 18, 2025 County Council meeting. And I have a motion that reads, whereas at the June 18, 2025 County Council meeting, Council deferred item 12J, Report 2025-147, Corporate Services Electronic Participation by Council and Committee Members to the August 13, 2025 County Council meeting. Now therefore be it resolved, the County Council adopt the following. The County Council, having considered Report 2025-147, Electronic Participation by Committee Council Members, direct staff to bring forward amendments to the Council Procedural Bylaw to a future Committee Council County Council meeting in order to increase electronic participation of Committee Council Members at hybrid standing committee and council meetings. Is there a mover? Deputy Warden, second. Councilor Logal, discussion. Deputy Warden.
Really appreciate this staff report. Very much looking forward to the implementation of an option two. I think it strikes a good balance. The only request I have is I was wondering if we could share a copy of this with all the lower tiers in the county.
I'm sure we can. Do you require direction to do so, or can you take that direction through discussion? We're going to add it to the resolution that it gets shared with all seven lower tiers. Councillor Craig.
Once we implement this, will we be doing away with the our deputy mayors being alternates? They won't be needed, as we will going forward, we will be able to attend whether we're here or not. So
that's not being considered in this motion, but it is something we could consider in the future, although I think some of us would prefer to send our alternates when we're not available. So it will be up to the individual member of council whether they choose to participate electronically or choose to send their alternate. Lots of options. Deputy Warden and Councilor Logal, as the mover and seconder, we have added further that County Council directs staff to share a copy of the report with Northumberland County's member municipalities as a friendly amendment. Is that okay? Is that okay? And we have consent from the mover and seconder. Further discussion? Councilor Logal.
Yeah, just for clarification, I believe there are, we have both our council meetings as well as our departmental meetings. What about committee meetings? Does that include them as well?
We're going to pull the option two up on screen so that everyone can read through the bullet points and be clear on exactly what we're voting on. And the clerk's going to offer some clarification. Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Through you, Warden. For the option two, it outlines that the Warden and Committee Chair shall attend in person. However, members may participate electronically for committee meetings for any reason. And then for County Council meetings, it indicates that Council members shall not attend more than three regular Council meetings electronically per year. However, Council may grant exceptions to that for reasons. And as well, it says that they may attend special council meetings electronically for any reason as well.
Does that provide the clarification you were looking for, Councilor Logal?
Wondering for something like the agricultural meeting or the, ad hoc committees?
Madam Clerk?
Through you, Warden. This is only for county standing committee meetings and county council meetings. This is not the ad hoc committee meetings.
CAO?
Through you, Warden. The ad hoc committees all have their own terms of reference. So each of them have decided independently what model works for them. And some go based on seasonality and different things. So each one, depending on the nature of the committee, have decided on their own formats.
It's good, thank you.
Thank you all. Any further discussion? Councillor Cleveland?
Just curious as to the 2 hour in advance of meetings. When did that get added in for what reason? Council members must notify the clerk a minimum of now 2 hours in advance of meetings they would like to pull from the consent agenda. I'm just curious why the 2 hour addition is needed.
I think it's just helpful for administrative reasons, but we currently pull them when we come to council. We can. Right. If you're attending electronically, because you aren't present, it would be good to good to have that information in advance. Yeah.
Thank you for that clarification. Yeah.
And the note is that 12 hours notice is required to attend electronically because the clerk will need to provide the links and so on and so forth, agenda packages, et cetera, if need be. Anything further from members of council? All those in favor? Are there any opposed? Motion is carried.